Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
I got some pretty interesting stuff about some cow-calf herds. I'm excited to hear about it.
Well, you know, there always is something to think about and to do when you work with cattle, and this is especially true if you own and manage cow-calf pairs. So let's start with those spring calving cows and some things maybe we should be thinking about. You know, first off, if you haven't weaned your calves yet, now's the time to start making plans for that, starting to think about getting that done. And I know we often wait until this time of the year just because we don't want those temperature fluctuations so we can get those calves sick. But now's the time to start thinking about it. And if you haven't done it, you know, if you have a couple of weeks, it might be a good time then to bring those calves in, run them through the chute, give them vaccines for respiratory disease as well as blackleg. Another thing, while we're thinking about weaning these calves, we probably need to think about having a very nutritious, palatable feed on hand for those calves. You know, they don't eat as much when they're first weaned, and so we want that to be really palatable and really highly in nutrition. We also want to make sure that we clean that water tank out. We don't want, you know, water that's been in there that's stale and bad. We want to make sure that it's clean, smells fresh, so the calves will be apt to drink as well. While we're going through all this and going through this weaning process, it's always a good idea to use low-stress cattle handling methods. In other words, I don't want you out there screaming and yelling and, you know, being the real cowboy. You know, you want to go quiet, and because quiet and slow is fast, okay? And if it's possible, we also like to wean across the fence from the cows. This really reduces the stress from weaning because the calves can still see the mama. They can smell mama. They just can't nurse. And so that's really a lower stress way. And those cows will walk away from that fence in about 2 or 3 days. They'll start leaving those calves behind. So the other thing is, while we have those cows all gathered up, though, now's it would be a good time to preg check those cows, make sure they're bred, ready to go for next year. We want a body condition score of those cows and do any health work that we haven't done. Remember that we want, at calving, we want those mature cows to be at a body condition score of at least 5, and then those younger cows, we want them to be in a body condition score of about 6. So that those younger cows, I'm thinking those 2, 3, and 4-year-olds, we want them to be closer to a body condition score of 6. If we have open cows, because we just got done preg checking, if those cows are in good body condition, if their body condition score 6, they'll likely sell really well with today's current cattle prices and in today's market. If the cows are a little on the thin side, you might want to look for ways to increase value by adding weight, some of those kind of things. And lastly, for these spring calving cows, you need to make sure that you have enough pasture or hay to get those cows through the winter. We can calculate those needs based on the herd inventory, cattle weight, and the days that we're going to try to feed them until we can get done. If you happen to have fall calving cows, like I do, you probably are wondering, one of the things you're thinking about is, I wish that last cow would have that calf. Now, for me, that happened a couple of weeks ago. I'm glad that's done and passed. The other thing to think about this time of year is the health protocols for those young calves. And if most of the calves are a couple of years old, now's the time to give them their first round of vaccinations. We want to castrate those bulls and give the calves a growth implant. For the cow side of thing, we really want to consider the changes to the cow's diet. Remember, she's lactating. She's going to require more energy and more protein, as well as the temperatures are going to start getting colder. So that's going to increase the amount of energy that she needs to keep warm. Make sure your mineral supplementation program is good. We want to make sure the cattle are eating adequate amounts of mineral. And lastly, we want to semen check our bulls because breeding season's going to be up on us before we know it. Make sure you take it to the vet, have a breeding soundness exam while he's doing the semen check. Bulls also should be in a pretty good body condition score. We want them in at least a 5 going into breeding season, and maybe a little higher than that if they're young bulls. So that's kind of what we have for management today. I do have some save the dates. January the 7th, we will have a backyard poultry meeting. That'll be at Overbrook in the evening. January 8th, we have a land values and leases meeting. That's going to be take place in Garnett. And then on January 21st, 28th, February 4th, and February 11th, we're going to be doing the K-State Women in Ag Succession Planning Series. There will be some signups for that. So be watching for more details to come up on these meetings coming up. So until next time, stay safe and enjoy the nice weather.
Always interesting to hear more about cows when you come in at the talk rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Consumers Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.